AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Robert Zumwalt, the lead member of the National Transportation Safety Board, has just told reporters in Philadelphia the Amtrak engineer has agreed to be interviewed.
I'm very pleased to report that we have contacted the engineer, and he has agreed to be interviewed by the NTSB, and we look forward to that opportunity. We will be meeting with him in the next few days.
President Obama has just spoken about the train wreck.
I want to again express my deepest condolences to the families of those who died in Tuesday's terrible train derailment outside of Philadelphia. I want to express my gratitude for the first responders.
An eighth body was recovered today from the wreckage. Officials think they have now accounted for everyone. Full service along the Northeast Corridor should be restored by next Tuesday. When asked today by a reporter whether a lack of federal funding played a role in the deadly crash, House Speaker John Boehner bristled.
Are you really going to ask such a stupid question? Listen, you know, they started this yesterday. It's all about funding. It's all about funding. Well, obviously, it's not about funding. The train was going twice the speed limit. Adequate funds were there. No money's been cut from rail safety.
School officials say two students have been shot this afternoon on a school bus in Jacksonville, Florida. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady has appealed his four-game suspension for his role in using deflated footballs during the AFC Championship game. And the Boston Marathon bombing jury has finished its first full day of deliberations without reaching a verdict. Jurors in Boston must decide whether the suspect, Johar Tsarnaev, will be sentenced to death or receive life in prison. This is AP Radio News. Wrapping up a Gulf State summit a short while ago at Camp David, the president pledged the U.S. will stand by the Gulf Cooperation Council amid tensions with Iran.
And will deepen and extend the cooperation that we have.
The Secret Service has apprehended a man flying a small drone outside the White House.
The agency says the drone is about the size of an iPad and was being flown roughly 100 feet over Lafayette Park, just across from the White House's north fence. Officers detained the man and asked him to land the drone, which Washington police later declared safe. From a picture released by the Secret Service, the drone looks to be a commercial model that sells for less than $1,000. The incident comes about 4 months after an off-duty government worker piloted a quadcopter drone that landed on the White House lawn. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Stocks snapped a three-day slump. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.